What is up, 5 a.m. Club? This is Nick Osler, your host. I'm actually in my car right now driving, but I have finally hooked up the new microphone. So we are rocking and we are rolling. Hopefully the sound quality is a little bit better. It's obviously not going to be perfect because we're not in like a soundproof room, but I think we're going to be a step in the right direction. At least that's what I'm hoping. And the funniest thing is that people are going to be looking at me and being like, why in the world is this guy holding a microphone? So it's going to be funny. It's going to turn some heads, but we're going to roll with it and see what happens. So I wanted to announce really quick before we get into anything, a little call to action. So you guys, Alex Hormozi, the guy I quote more than anybody else, is having an awesome event. So the event will be Saturday, so in 2 days, and it will be at 9 a.m. Pacific time, so that's 12 p.m., so just around noon Eastern time. So East Coast, you're at noon. West Coast, you are at 9. So what is this event? So this event is Alex Hormozi just finally put out his second book called $100 Million Leads. So if you haven't read his first book, $100 Million Offers, I recommend you doing that as quickly as possible. So what he talks about in that book is the offer. So the first thing to have a business, you have to have something to sell, right? You have to have some problem you're solving, and you have to turn it into some sort of product or, you know, offer or service, right? You need to give someone a reason to give you money. That is the core, you know, that's step one. Step two is you need to find those people that will take your money and take your service or product or whatever. So that's his second book. It's $100 Million Leads. And so the book is going to be phenomenal. I'm super, super pumped for the second book. I've read the first book now probably like 3 times, and it's super quick. I mean, it's actually only like 3 hours, but there are just some really incredible insights in that book. And so I highly recommend going and reading that book. On Audible. And like I said, it's a three and a half hour listen. Like, it's so fast. You could literally do that in one sitting, go with the book, follow along. I mean, it's phenomenal. So back to the event. So on Saturday morning, it's a live free virtual event. It's going to be just massive. I'm so excited. It's going to be cool to see Alex Hormozi, you know, live with everybody, because his best stuff comes out live, I'll be honest. And so he did a little Q&A yesterday, and it was just fantastic. I tuned in. I was at Target. I'm walking around the shopping center with Alex Hormozi playing out loud because I lost my AirPods. So I'm like looking like a total kook, but nonetheless, I'm listening in. And so he went live on like all of his social platforms. So now in 2 days on Saturday, it's going down. It's going to be phenomenal. So I wanted to plug that because it's going to be so, so, so good. And he's got all these special goodies he's been working on and going to be giving away. So I'm super pumped. I will definitely be attending that event as much as possible. I know Saturday's not an easy day to get, you know, a chunk of time available, but I promise it will be worth it. So I was up again this morning at the crack of dawn trying to get after it. I tell you what, I was really tired, but it's really helpful to just get some momentum going. So I knew I had to just bite the bullet and get up so I could get a couple days in a row. I really need to get back in the gym because I have been slacking lately. And I just, there's something about waking up early, getting in the gym, that just really sets the tone for your entire day. And I just think is super, super valuable. So this morning I was listening to some Alex Hormozi content, and I'm trying to remember what he was talking about. So give me a sec to think about, because I almost wrote it down. Yes, I remember now. So it's, I don't know, for me, it just makes so much sense. So he was talking about being in the 1%, right? So, you know, a lot of people talk about being in 1% and, you know, financially, you know, generally speaking. So, it's like, how do you be in the 1%? Oh, what do I got to do, right? And the reality is you have to do what the 1% are doing. And so it's like, okay, well, what's the 1% doing? And he just had this quote. He said something along the lines of, if you're doing something different than everybody else, that is a huge indicator that you're doing the right thing. Which, I don't know, that's hit super home. I was like, I really like that. Like, the best indication of if you are in the 1% is you're not doing what everyone else is doing. And I just think that is magic. And another thing he mentioned lately was like, he's like, the harder I work, the harder I'm able to work, if that makes sense. So like he works, like let's say he starts out working 8 hours a day. And he's like, I just don't think I can work more than 8 hours a day. That's so much. And then he works 9 hours a day, right? And then he's like, whoa, like I can work 9 hours a day. Like I thought I could only work 8 hours. And then he's working like 12-hour days. And then he's like, shoot, like I think I can do 13. And then so it's like he's like, he said he's constantly surprised with how much harder and how much longer he can work like sustainably. And so whether it's sustainable or not, I mean, there's a whole other discussion there. But the moral of the story is, as hard as you're working right now, it's probably not the hardest you could be working. And I know that's easy said, but hard to do. But I don't know, for me, I make a lot of excuses where I'm like, well, I'm already working so hard, and I'm a dad, and I'm this, and I'm that. And I make all these excuses like, well, I don't, not that I don't need to, but like, oh, I'm already doing a really good job. Like, I just need to wait it out. Like, I come up with all these excuses. And the reality is like, just work harder, right? Just work a little bit longer, a little bit harder. And just, I think you'll be shocked with how the body, you know, responds. And it's like, oh yeah, you know, it just becomes the new norm. So the other thing that David Goggins says, which I'm not a huge David Goggins fan, like I'm all about it, but I mean, I'm not super into like the just like hardcore hype, which that's David Goggins. And like some days he's awesome. And this morning I was just feeling it. So I was like, okay, so give me some David Goggins. And he said something that caught my attention. He said it's so easy to be great nowadays because everyone around us is so weak. I'm like, dude, I love that. I love when people talk about how easy success is if you're just willing to put in the work. And that just gives me so much hope, and it pumps me up. Another thing Hormozy was talking about, he was kind of going through this hard time where he didn't feel worthy of anything, right? He just didn't feel worthy. He felt like he was a terrible person. And he's like, I just realized though, he's like, if I worked out every day and I ate well, he's like, I got stronger. I got bigger muscles. He's like, and then when I started to do the things that gave me success as far as like business success, he's like, it didn't matter if I deserved it or not. What mattered was if I was doing the work. And so he's like, even if you don't feel like you deserve it, just start doing the things that will earn whatever that outcome is that you want. And so it doesn't matter if you feel like you deserve it. They will come regardless. Like everyone knows that if you do push-ups every single day for the next year, you'll get a lot stronger. It doesn't matter if it doesn't matter your race, doesn't matter your sexual orientation, doesn't matter about anything. It just matters that like you're putting in the work, you're putting in the right steps that will get you towards that goal. Another thing, we're just kind of on a roll today. So another thing that Alex Hormozy said lately that I really resonated is like you just have to be directionally correct when you're making a decision. Like let's say a business like, I want to get better at marketing, right? And he's like, the best thing you can do is just say like, well, if I do X, I know that will get me closer to the goal. It might not get me to the goal, but it will help me get closer. He's like, just be directionally correct. He's like, that. And because then what happens, like, let's say I want to work out, and I really don't know much about working out. So I'm like, I know I need to go to the gym. I know I need to lift weights. Lucky for me, I found a workout regimen. So I was like, I have a workout regimen. I go to the gym. I'm going to do it. And then as I'm doing it, after, like, the weeks and the months go by, I start learning about diet. I start learning about technique. I start learning about, like, why I'm doing this workout. I'm starting to learn about what, you know, how to rest appropriately, like all these things I'm learning that I didn't know at the beginning, but if I would have never started, I would have never known about them. So I don't want to take credit for any of this, guys. This is all Alex Hormozi, but I hope maybe, I don't know, maybe like my voice better than you like his or something like that. But I promise, if you come on Saturday, it will be well worth your time. I'm super fired up right now. Another thing that's been on my mind is like I need to move fast or else opportunity will I'll miss opportunities. So like I'm in this moment right now where like I need to move fast. I need to just start taking more action than I did yesterday because I might not have the opportunity in another month or something like that. So I just that was my lesson of the day is like just start now and just be directionally correct and start going in that direction. And the other thing Alex Hormozi is great about is like, of course you're going to suck at the beginning. Like everyone sucks at the beginning. Like that's obvious, right? But we are so hard on ourselves. We feel like we have to be perfect the first time because we did so much research and we spent so much money. It's like, we have to be correct. It's like, no, just start. And maybe on the 100th time, you'll be really good at it. Right. Oh my gosh, dude. I didn't even listen to that much content today, but I just had so many takeaways. The last takeaway of today that really, and actually it was from last night from the Q&A. So Alex Hormozi was like, guys, your stuff isn't that good. Like if people aren't lining up to get it, it's not that good. He's like, that doesn't mean you're bad people. That doesn't mean you're bad business people. He's like, it's just not that good. He's like, so just get better. And he's like, if you guys knew how much work went into the things that I produced, he's like, you guys would almost be like, really? Like, that's the best you could do? And so in context, so for example, like, let's say I have a test coming up. Like, I have a pharmacology final coming up. Chances are I will study like an hour right before the test, right? And then I'll get a C and I'll be like, wow, why did I get a C? And then it's like, well, I only studied an hour. So that's actually pretty good. So imagine if today I started studying 1 hour a day and I did that for 2 weeks straight. So that's like 15 hours. I promise you, if I did that, I would ace the crap out of the test, right? And then let's say I studied 4 hours a day. Let's just say for the next 14 days, I studied 4 hours a day. Now I'm going to have to do some math, which I don't want to do, but it's a lot of hours, right? It's four times as many as 1 hour a day, right? There we go. Being super smart here. So if I study 4 hours a day for the next 14 days, I would probably get 100% on the test, right? And so let's say someone didn't know how many hours I studied going into the test. And let's say I go and I get 100%. And that person's going to be like, dude, you are like the smartest person I've ever met. Like, how in the world did you get 100%? And then I say, well, I studied like over 50. It's over... it's 50. Okay, now I gotta do math. No, so it's 4 hours a day for 14 days. So 4 times 10 is 40. 4 times 4 is 16. So it's 56 hours. Hopefully I'm right on that. So 56 hours, and I'm like, well, I studied 56 hours. And they'd be like, oh yeah. Like that checks out. Like, yeah, no doubt you did so good. You studied for 56 hours. So that was his point. He's like, you guys don't realize how much energy and effort and time I put into the things I put out for free. Like that's free content. So I just can't even imagine the paid content with him. Like if I was like partnering with Alex Hormozi. That was my huge takeaway these last couple days, is just like put more and more and more and more time into whatever it is you're doing. And if you can put 10 times the amount of time that the other guy did and make it 10 times better, people will notice that, people will appreciate that, and people will pay for that ultimately. So that is my blip for today. We went 15 minutes. I hope it was valuable for you guys. I really am liking this mic. I don't know what, but I hope the sound quality is better, and I hope it's a little less painful to listen to. Thank you guys so much for listening. Of course, this is your host, Nick Osler, and we will catch you guys tomorrow.